أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والنجم إذا هوى ما ضل صاحبكم وما غوى وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى علمه شديد القوى ذو مرة فاستوى وهو بالأفق الأعلى ثم دنا فتدلى فكان قاب قوسين أو أدنى فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى ما كذب الفؤاد ما رأى أفتمارونه على ما يرى ولقد رآه نزلة أخرى عند سدرة المنتهى عندها جنة المأوى إذ يغشى السدرة ما يغشى ما زاغ البصر وما طغى لقد رأى من آيات ربه الكبرى أفرأيتم اللات والعزى ومناة الثالثة الأخرى ألكم الذكر وله الأنثى تلك إذا قسمة ضيزى إن هي إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن الظن لا يغني من الحق شيئا فأعرض عمن تولى عن ذكرنا ولم يرد إلا الحياة الدنيا ذلك مبلغهم من العلم إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس ولقد جاءهم من ربهم الهدى أم للإنسان ما تمنى فلله الآخرة والأولى آمنا بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
إلى حضرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وتحرير الكلام وحي أبائنا وأمهاتنا حضرة أستاذنا أستاذ أستاذنا صديقنا الفاتح أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم دسور يا سيدي مدد We have to ask when you go to ATM machine to pull money it asks you for your code number PIN code If you don't put the PIN code, what happen? It's working, but it doesn't give you anything. It will say to you, oh, sorry. put your PIN number. You put wrong one. Another time, put your PIN number. You put
Allah.
Another time wrong. Two times wrong, three times wrong, four times wrong, five times wrong. What happened? You are not worthy. Go away. We don't need you. You are guessing. You are not ready to pull what you need to pull from the ATM machine. That is a machine. But Awliyaullah are not a machine. Awliyaullah, their heart is a treasure. But that treasure needs a discipline to open the door. If you don't have that discipline, that door will not open. You try first time, second time, third time, fourth time, five time, they cut you. You say, oh, you are not worthy of our treasures. Go, they don't kick you away because they are awliya. They say, go fix yourself, perfect yourself and come. So awliyaullah, they have, Allah said, وَأْتُوا الْبُيُوتَ أَبْوَابِهَا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الأهلة قل هي مواقيت للناس والحج وليس البر بأن تأتوا البيوت من ظهورها ولكن البر من اتقى وأتوا البيوت من أبوابها واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون.
Oh Muslims, don't come to me from the back doors. It's closed. It's bad adab. Some people, they like to come from the back doors. There is, but come from the front doors. Don't think you are hiding yourself when you come from the back door, because you know yourself, you feel shy, you have done something wrong. They come from the back door. No, come from the front door. وَأْتُ الْبُيُوتَ مِنْ أَبْوَابِهَا. You don't want to come from front door, then you don't have anything to do here. You go back home. Many people, they think that they are worthy of something. If they come from the front door, yes, no problem. They are going to, they are worthy of something. If they come from back doors, they are not. Our front door means don't claim something you don't own. You don't claim something you don't own. If you want to claim something you don't own, this is a claim. It's not a reality. At the end, it needs a last signature. It might go through first secretary, second secretary, third secretary, fourth secretary, five secretary. When it comes to the last one to stamp it, oh, sorry, wrong. Send him back. Make another form, a new form. You cannot come to me from the back door, come from the front door. Front door is not easy to come through, because as we just came from the front door, what is this front door? It's a fortress. needs a lot of many locks you need to open. Awliyaullah hearts are lot of locks for those who wants to come to them. They have to overcome all these locks by good manners, by discipline, by respect. At-tariqatu kulluha adab. Tariqa, all of it is discipline. Don't come with your knowledge. Leave your knowledge at the door. Don't say, I am something. Leave it at the door and come. Empty your heart and come. If you have a cup of water, full of water, can you put more water? It will fall on the floor. But if you empty your cup, you want to put more? Yes, you can. So empty your cup and come. And you have to come to a source, to the source. You cannot come to the you have to go the source. The source is high voltage. Sultan, no one can approach him. But those who are standing at his doors, you can approach them easy. And you speak with them, they be happy, they let you in. Awliya Allah are sultans of earth. You want to come to them to seek knowledge? Knock at their doors. When you knock at their doors and ask permission, they let you in. Don't close that door. Any ladies want to come to the middle room, can come. Where we were. Anyone wants to put his knowledge out and come to the door empty and seek permission to enter. What is the permission? دستور يا سيدي ماذا؟ ألف ألف الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله يا رحمة للعالمين ألف ألف الصلاة والسلام عليك يا شفيع المذنبين نظرة منك يا سيدي يا رسول الله يا حبيب الله يا سيدي يا سلطان الأولياء شيخ شيخ عبد الله الفائز الدوستاني نظرة منك يا سيدي يا سيدي يا سلطان الأولياء يا سيدي الشيخ محمد ناظم الحقاني نظرة منك لقلوبنا تنورها وتعرفنا بمعرفة الله. آمين. You ask, you seek permission from أولياء الله first. طريقتنا الصحبة والخير في الجمعية. This order, the main discipline in it is not only zikr. Zikr you do at home. This zikr that we are doing is not the Naqshbandi zikr. I can say that to you, but you are hearing it for the first time. This what we are doing of zikr together is to be sharing with the other tariqats their rewards. Grand Sheikh order to be done that zikr in Jahri, not in a silent way, but in a loud way. Khatmul Khajakan is, there is the big khatm, there is the small khatm. What we are doing before coming to La ilaha illallah in Jama'ah, we are doing the small khatm when we recite 3 shahadat, 25 astaghfirullah, then dua and rabitatu sharifa, then seven fatiha, ten salawat, seven alim nashrah, three kulu allahu ahad, 11 kulu allahu ahad, and then seven fatiha, and then salawat sharifatan, and then reciting Quran. That is the khatmul khajakan is finished. The continuation is to be under the tajalli manifestation of the other tariqat zikr. Understood? The original one, the big one, is to count on stones, 108 stones. And I'm not going to enter into that now, but to count all, because of people in the time of Mawlana Sheikh Nazim, may Allah give him long life, he changed from the long khatam to the small khatam to make it jahri, because too many converts coming in tariqa in order to learn. So the real one, both of them real, but the bigger one, Khatmul Khajakan al-Kabir, is the one that I said on the stones. So, adab is to knock the door and seek permission to enter. And when you see yourself that you are nothing, they will open. But if you think yourself coming with something and preparing, they leave you alone, struggling. That's why it's not so easy and simple to address people. It's one of the main difficult issues that it is in tariqa. Irshad is not for everyone. Irshad means guidance. You can speak to people and give them advice, but they might accept that advice, they might not. That's what we call nasiha, advice. You can, a scholar who is in a university, come and give a lecture to thousands of students. But students might not take with the advice. Some students might accept. That is a lecturer. But tariqa is irshad, is to guide and carry every person present, carry his difficulties and throwing it in the ocean. And making them to leave that presence, their meeting, waived all their sins, being waived. Or else there is no importance for that. And that ocean is ready to swallow anything. If you need ghusl, if you don't have water in the house, what you do? Jump in the river. Is that? Or jump in the ocean. The river goes to the ocean. Not one river not going to the ocean. And when it comes to the ocean, what will happen? Disappears. It becomes ocean. Allah. So you want to wash yourself from you want a shower? Jump in a river. If it is easy, because might be the ocean far. Or if the ocean near, jump in the ocean. Awliyaullah, Those who are from high calibers are oceans.
Allah.
You jump in them. Your problems, difficulties will disappear. If you cannot find, if he is far, jump in the river. There are rivers. His representatives are rivers. Might be a big river, might be a small river, but it is a river. Jump in it, and that river is for sure taking you to the ocean. Even if it is a stream, it's moving. But that stream might dry at the end, because it does not carry, is able to carry itself, how to carry others. So going through the rocks, every rock take little bit, at the end that stream is dry. River are not dry. There are awliya that they have stream, there are awliya they have rivers, they are awliya like Niagara Falls, and then ending up in the ocean. And when they go in that ocean, they go to the biggest ocean, ocean of Sayyidina Muhammad.
Alayhi sallam, salatu wa salam, Allahumma salli alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah.
So, seek the ocean. The river, you seek the river, but you need to know that the river is taking you to the ocean. You seek the stream because you have to know that the stream is taking you to the ocean. So, your goal is the ocean, your intention is the ocean, and our ocean is Sultan al-Awliya, Sayyidi Shaykh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani, is our ocean. You go to him through a river, you reach. You go through a stream, you reach, but you might little bit delayed until strong heavy rain like yesterday comes, make that stream possible to reach its destiny. So what we have to do, we say madad ya sayyidi,
takbir,
Allahu Akbar.
We say madad ya sayyidi, ya sultan al awliya, ya Sayyidi, ya Shaykh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani. Because he is taking his madad from his Shaykh, Grand Shaykh Sultan al-Awliya, Sayyidi Shaykh Abdullah al-Faiz
al-Dawsa.
Takbir!
Ya Rasulullah!
Ya
Rasulullah! Ya Haydri!
That he is taking his madad from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وكل من رسول الله ملتمس غرفا من البحر او رشفا من الديام. All of them, they are seeking Prophet to take from him, either through a river or through an ocean. So we come to you, ya Sayyidi, ya Sultan and Awliya, and say, we are weak servants, you don't help us. It's not our mistake then, because you are responsible for us, you are our father. We are weak, and sick person is saying, I'm here.
Nara takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Nara risala!
Ya Rasulullah!
Awliya Allah, sometimes they they don't show themselves when they give you a sign. That is a sign. How it felt, it doesn't concern us, but we know that their presence is there. So we are weak. If someone is sick, where he goes?
Hospital.
Hospital. We are sick. Ya Sayyidi, we are coming to your hospital. The hospital that takes us to the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are asking your support. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support us.
Amen.
When you do things in the way of Allah and Awliya Allah, they send you what you never expect. They send you what you never expect. That make things that is not possible, possible. MashaAllah, look, everyone here coming to listen. They are not coming for any other reason. Just Sheikh Abdulhamid mentioned to me about these pictures, four pictures.
Inside, the big ones.
Yeah, four pictures. That there was a fire and these four pictures were saved. It immediately, Maulana reminded me, oh, tell them that story. 1973, since 1972, Grand Sheikh was saying, Grand Sheikh Sheikh Abdullah Al-Faz Al-Dastani, Sultan Al-Awliya, was saying, I'm going to a place no one can reach me. We were young. We don't understand everything. And he said, I have to make my last seclusion, my seclusion, but before that, I need to do an eye operation. He has a cataract. The order of Prophet is do the eye operation and then come back, come to me. So he wanted to do it. He's looking, and no one in Syria was doing it. It took Maulana Grand Sheikh to Lebanon, to Beirut. 2 hours drive by car. We took him to the house. It was my room where he stayed in Beirut. The room was as big as this hole, that hole. It was a huge room, because it was a huge house. And after 2-3 days, they examined Grand Sheikh. They found that he has also a futuk, hernia. So they did the two operations, hernia and the
cataract.
I was watching in the emergency, in the operating room. And when they took the cataract of Grand Sheikh's eye, what they do with it, the doctor was giving to the nurse, nurse taking, I want to throw it in the bin garbage. I said, no, wait, I take it. I was in the operating room. So I took it, put it in a cotton, and put it in a small, and put it in my pocket. Grand Sheikh did the operation. We sent message to Maulana Sheikh Nazim. He was in Cyprus. It was Rajab. And Maulana Sheikh Nazim came. After 2 days, he arrived. As soon as he entered the hospital, it was owned, the hospital, by my brother. As soon as he entered, he began to feel pain on his side. Same place where Grand Sheikh has pain. Same. Yalla, emerge, operating room. So they took him to the operating room and he went into surgery of hernia. This was after Grand Sheikh's by like 2 days or 3 days. But the day he arrived, when he got that pain, they didn't do the operation immediately. Grand Sheikh ordered everyone to go from the room except Maulana Sheikh Nazim. No one knew why. But he said, I don't want anyone in the room, everyone out. In the room, to say that we were very fortunate, the room has windows. Hi. So immediately, because it's my brother's hospital, put a ladder and we're looking through the window. And Grand Sheikh put his hand, wait 1 second, give me your hand, put his hand like that. And Maulana Sheikh Nazim, his hand like that. And for half an hour, and Sheikh Nazim was shaking half an hour. And Grand Sheikh, strong, not shaking. We knew he was passing the secret.
Allah, Allah.
So after 2 days, they make the operation for Maulana Sheikh Nazim, and Grand Sheikh and Maulana Sheikh Nazim being moved to the house. They were in my room. Grand Sheikh this way, and Maulana Sheikh this way. Maulana Grand Sheikh refused except Maulana Sheikh Nazim, his feet toward Grand Sheikh's feet. Because Adab, Maulana Sheikh Nazim wants to put his head toward the feet, he said no. So Grand Sheikh was sleeping this way, Maulana Sheikh Nazim was this way. 15 of Sha'ban, Maulana Sheikh Nazim attended the Laylatul Bara'a, the Mawlid that we did, the recitation of Laylatul Bara'a and the Dua, Laylatul Nusf in Sha'ban, middle of Sha'ban. And he went to Cyprus. And we, Maulana Grand Sheikh said, I need to go to Damascus. And then after that, by 2 weeks and 3 days, 4 days, Grand Sheikh passed away. That is the introduction of the story. He said, say to those pictures you mentioned that. That was 1973. And Maulana Sheikh Nazim, we called him, he came from Cyprus and he buried Grand Sheikh. And that's a long story. You can find it in the Naqshbandi Sufi way, the book, Classical Islam. 1976. Lebanon went into a big war. And our home, my father's home, was on the main street that the main road of that goes to the center of the city. We were away from the center 5 minutes of the city. Very, no, very prominent area. And the fight was behind that street from both sides. Muslim, a Christian, and Palestinians. And then it became Christian and Muslim. 1976, I was in Damascus, and a telephone came that our building was rocketed with rockets. The house, the building. It's a big building. The whole building destroyed. I told you the room, my room, is as big as this hole, that hole. The hallway of the house is more than 700 square meter. Huge. It was a palace of one of the Ottoman governors. The whole building fell down. Rockets, like 360 big ones, huge one, rocketing the whole area, the building falling down. Except that room.
Allah.
The whole house in fire. The building is down. The roof in fire, every window in fire, every door is in fire. And when the fire came to that room, it stopped by the door. The windows in it, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 windows. Every window as big as this window. Huge windows. And the whole building caught fire and down, except that room standing on 4 columns. Nothing, nothing, even
a scratch
was not, there is no scratch, there is not fire, nothing.
Allahu Akbar.
That room, because their maqams are saved. Those who think that these Wahhabis are destroying the tombs of Awliya, they think that they are destroying the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. They don't know that Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is up all the way to Arshullah. Never can be down, because these graves already Awliya Allah left it long time ago. They are either in Medina, angel will a wali, he doesn't stay where he is. Either they take him to Medina or they take him to Sham al-Sharif. That mountain Jabal Qasyun, the mountain that looks over Damascus, Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, always he says, this is the Jabal al-Anbiya wa Jabal al-Awliya, the mountain of prophets and the mountain of Awliya, that all Awliya are being carried from around the world, brought to this place, and every Monday, Thursday, Friday, there is an association of Awliya in that place, in that mountain, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in his presence. Don't worry about they took a grave here or a grave there. It's already empty. They cannot find anything there. These Awliya are being moved. ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Verily, أولياء الله, they have nothing to fear, they have nothing to be sad or sorrow about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protecting them in dunya, protecting them in akhirah. They cannot touch anything. So a wali, his power when he is in grave is more than his power when he is in dunya. You think they can? Their necks are going to be cut. Anyone who put his finger to destroy a maqam of awliya Allah, his neck one day is going to be chopped up.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
So that fire didn't touch these four, because these four are from that category, from that level of sainthood. Of course, even their pictures, they show their power through their pictures even. So, awliya Allah, if Allah protecting them, can anyone destroy them? No way. Awliya'i tahta qibabi, la ya'lamuhum ghayri. My saints are under my domes. No one knows them except me. Allah said, no one knows them. Sayyidina Musa met with one. Abdan min ibadina, one from our servants. How many they are? And there are many. That's why we do not say other tariqats, only our tariqah and the others are not. No. All tariqats, there is 124,000 swali, 7,007 Naqshbandi, and the rest are other tariqats. So Naqshbandi tariqat has to respect all other tariqats. I was in Ivory Coast and Ghana. Some of these big sheikhs, imams, they want to take bay'ah. Bayam was worried to give them bay'ah because they are either Tijani or Qadri or some mania. So I called Maulana Sheikh. He said, oh my son, you know many times, and I told you many times, we are carrying all 40 tariqats with us beside the Naqshbandiyya. Give them bay'ah. Let them keep Tijaniyya and Qadriyya, and add on top of it the Naqshbandiyya. It will be better for them and better for everyone, because he is taking from every place. As Imam Busayri said, وَكُلُّم مِّن رَسُولِ اللَّهِ مُلْتَمِسٌ غَرْفًا مِّنَ الْبَحْرِ أَوْ رَشْفًا مِّنَ الدِّيَمِ. If you have, everyone is taking from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if everyone taking a stream, if you take from three, what would become?
Bamboo.
Huh? River. Become river. If you take from 10? If you take from someone who is carrying the 40 tariqats, it become Niagara Falls. Victoria Falls. Here you have Victoria.
We have Lake Victoria.
Lake Victoria, yeah.
In Zambia.
Zambia. In Uganda also.
Owen Falls in Uganda.
What?
Very huge.
The source of the Nile. So you'll get a Nile moving. So anyone comes, the only thing is adab, discipline. There was one sheikh, Qadri. Sayyidina Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, his sheikh, direct in his time. And that sheikh, he's khalifa of, one of the khalifa, Like Sayyidina Khalid al-Baghdadi has 299 Khalifa in the Naqshbandi order. 299, not 300, 299. We cannot say all of them wrong. He gave them the authority. But might be he gave them a drop to the one and gave river to the other. Big difference. That drop is not enough for that person himself. How he is going to give from that drop to everyone? Cannot. So always if you find the river is better, because it will take you to the ocean. It moves it moves fast only, but any garbage or dump that you throw in the river, it takes it with it to the ocean, and in the ocean disappears. But a stream cannot take anything. And a drop is not enough for its that person. In any case, he has his Khalifa, one of the Khulafa, and that Khalifa has a son. He sent his son to Baghdad, where is Abd Qadir Jilani, but in the school, to study Sharia. He studied Sharia. He became a big scholar. His father is not a scholar. The Khalifa is not a scholar, but he is a sincere, pious person. Scholar doesn't make you a sheikh in tariqah. Might be someone who sit by the shoes sincere is become the sheikh, and that scholar is nothing. Don't look at those who know how to speak. أخوف ما أخاف على أمتي عليم باللسان جهول بالقلب. I fear for my ummah someone scholar that knows how to speak but ignorant by tongue but ignorant through the heart. So he has a son that he is big scholar, like many people you see today. You meet them first time, they come, they take barakah. Oh, this is my son doctor, this is my son, the other one lawyer, the other one doctor. Hey, why you are introducing to me, this is a doctor, this is a lawyer, this is a tell me if this one praying five prayers, and if that one fasting Ramadan, or is that one reading Quran. Don't tell me my son is a doctor, and my son, the other son is a lawyer, and my daughter is a pharmacist, and this one is this, and that one is this. What is the benefit? These titles doesn't concern tariqah. Take your diploma. You are a doctor?
No. He doesn't even speak English well, Sayyidina.
Take your certificate of doctorship and put it in the bathroom. You look at it every day. There you can put it. But can you put anything else there? You cannot. So it is no importance for this one, the dunya, laqab dunya, the title of dunya. But titles of akhirah, you cannot take it to bathroom. Title of dunya, you can't take it to bathroom. Title of akhirah, it has to be with you in the heart. So don't come and introduce me, your son. Oh, he's a doctor. He's an engineer. He's going to do with, if he's engineer and he go and drink, what's the benefit? Tell me he's not drinking, he's fasting, he's praying. That's what make people happy. So he has a son who was scholar. And that sheikh, that khalifa of Sayyidina Abd Qadir Jilani, he has order from his sheikh, from Sayyidina Abd Qadir Jilani, to speak to people. So when people sit in his association, you can hear the pin, the needle, if it falls on the floor. Everyone is lying silent and opening their eyes, yawning. Not only yawning, but thinking here, thinking there. No, everyone is present, listening to what he is saying. Not playing. Alhamdulillah, here they are listening. But I'm playing. So he attend his father. He listening. One day, Shaitan came to Adam alayhi salam. He's not going to come to that scholar. He said, what's this? Are you crazy? Your father didn't study Sharia. He became someone who can speak to thousands of people. You must speak to them, not your father. You speak to them if they are attentive.
No.
Attentive. They become 100 times attentive to you. Listen to you. Try to push your father away. Sure, Shaitan wants this man to kill his father. Look, ilm, when Muslims today are proud of their children that they are studying Sharia in non-Muslim universities. And studying, sending their children to continue their Islamic studies with professors who are not Muslims. What are they going to become?
Like the professors.
So, Shaitan kept in his mind, and this man would say, oh Allah. I don't know if he was saying, oh Allah, or he was saying, oh Shaitan, help me. But he was saying something. Take away my father, I will replace him. The father was a wali, khalifa of Sayyidina Abd Qadir Jilani, a wali. He was able to detect that signal in the heart of his son. So one day, he said, I have to cure my son. It's too much. I have to do something. So he said, this week he made himself sick, not able to come from the bed. So Friday came, the sheikh has to go to give his no other than Jum'ah, the advice, the wa'az after Jum'ah, or khutbah. He called his son and said, oh my son, today I'm not able to give the wa'az that we give after Jum'ah prayer. They sit like to Asr time. They give like 1 hour and a half on different issues. You go and replace me. Because his son, he has to take care of his son. He's taking care of the people, he has to take care of his son also. Because he left him, trying that he one day comes back, but he's not coming. So he said, you go and do the Jum'ah. Do the after Jum'ah, the Waaz, Irshad, Suhba, whatever it is. So he went. He was so happy. He said, today I will show my father, I will show everyone what I am going to be. So he went on this chair, like this chair. That's why I don't like to sit on this chair, but he forced me. And he began to speak high level, to him high level. But when these scholars, they speak with arrogance. He's trying to be arrogant with his lecture to make people to be convinced. As he began, they were looking, opening their eyes, hearing, slowly, slowly. Sleeping, all of them. No one paying attention. He was so angry, he left from the middle and went to his father. He said, oh, my son, what happened? You came early, you finished? He said, oh, my father, of course I finished. I'm so angry today. He said, why are you angry? He said, everyone slept. When you give your lecture, everyone is open eyes. When I spoke better than you, everyone slept. He said, oh, my son, you have to know adab. You have no adab. To me, to Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, my sheikh, to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have no adab. Because that chair needs adab. And that adab is when you are speaking, you don't say, I am speaking. See who is the one speaking through you. Because the one who is speaking through you has to make sure that everyone can get a benefit, because it's a medicine. Everyone can pick something that is meaningful to him. And first one that needs to listen to what comes is me. I see myself sick, ill, all kind of sickness, whatever comes from my sheikh through my heart, I have to
take heed.
Make means I have to experience it, I have to apply it on myself first, then apply it on the others. Then they will pay attention to you. Not to see yourself above everyone. I see myself below everyone's feet. When you become so humble like that, then they will pay attention to you. Or else, you are wasting your time. You are not moving 1 inch or 1 centimeter. All Muslims, be humble. Humbleness is everything in this life. Humbleness takes you to the presence of Prophet ﷺ. Without humbleness, you will be where you are. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us always with our Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad Nazim al-Haqqani, and to make us good listeners. If we are not good listeners, we lose ourselves, we lose our family, we lose our children, we lose our belief, we lose everything. Allah guided us to a sultan. Don't try to be yourself. Be him in you. make him to be in you. If you make him to be in you, then you will succeed. If you want to be stubborn in your mind and arrogant in what you are claiming to yourself, it's not accepted from you. Don't give something and say, I gave. Don't do something and say, I did. Do with no one know what you did. Give in your right hand and don't let your left hand to know what your right hand is giving. Means give knowledge and say it's not from me. Although it might be from you, but say not from me. Look, Maulana Sheikh Nazim, every time he speaks, he says it's not from me. Did you hear him any time he say it's me? No. He says not from me, from them. Learn adab. And we must learn adab. May Allah dress us with the ayah, Adabani Rabbi wa ahsana ta'dibi. Allah perfected my adab. Allah taught me discipline and perfected my discipline. May Allah forgive us. Wa min Allahi tawfiq. Hurmat al-Fatiha.